Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wuffercack, it's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen, and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
It's day four of Wuffuckat.
Day four of Wuffuckat. The most dangerous day of all Wuffuckat.
Well, welcome back, non-patrons. You missed two cracking days where we learned about a man described as the grinning moron. And also
he was great.
A prince who was obsessed with tall people and collected them.
Yeah.
So, but we're back now with another great story.
Just a warning, this Wuffuckat, oddly, and I'm hoping this won't become a tradition, this Wuffuckat has nothing to do with either Canada or politics.
These are leaders. They were political leaders.
Oh, I guess it's kind of political.
You know, and we're in Canada recording this, so.
Yeah, that's not. Okay.
Open your horizons, Jesse. There's more to the more to life than just Canada. I don't know if you realize this. I've only lived in Canada for 5 years. There's other things out there.
I don't believe you, sir.
Yeah, you've got a passport. You've only used it to go to America.
So far.
Day four, very traditional.
Oh, God.
We got to listen to the monks wearing 10,000-year-old clothing, and they chant day four of Wuffuckat. You ready? They're over there on the hill. You ready?
Oh, okay.
That was beautiful.
That was lovely. Wow.
And the only thing
is that the tradition for day four. That's quite nice.
That's day four. And you forgot the other thing. Is the part of day four of fuck act that you hate. Oh, let me just get the wood chipper
please,
on.
No, can we just...
Hang on, I'm just going to...
Don't turn it on. No. Oh, for fuck. That's right, so... Okay,
pass me a chicken.
I am not passing you a fucking chicken.
Okay, I'll go get my
own
fucking
don't,
chicken.
No, don't. You just stay right there. Don't you touch that fucking chicken.
Okay.
There's something wrong with you.
This one has laid an egg in 3 weeks.
Stop it.
There we go. Chicken. Yay. Now, help me. After we finish this episode, we got to go on the floor on our hands and knees and we eat the debris off the ground.
I am not doing that. I don't care.
Ever eaten the debris
care
of
if the
chicken?
Will fuck gods smite me? I don't care. It's not happening. I'm not eating chicken
debris.
Detritus from a fucking wood chipper.
You've got to lick it up off the gravel. Is it a bone? Is it cartilage? Is it beak? Is it penis? We'll never know.
This is the worst day of a fuck act. We're going to lose listeners.
I got a little bit of gravel stuck on my lips.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so what's behind day number four?
What's behind the door? I hope Tums.
I've opened the door of day number four.
Okay. And it rhymed. You're all proud of that, too. Look at your face.
Sounds like hot chocolate. Inside, Sado of Korea.
Okay.
Tell me, have you ever heard of Sado of Korea?
You know I haven't.
So Crown Prince Sado was the second son of King Yongjo of Joseon, and his biological mother was royal noble consort.
So it's not just French that you butcher.
No, it's every other language outside of a hybrid of Welsh and English. Sado was never supposed to be in charge. His older brother died, so he was then in charge. But his older brother's death was entirely avoidable. So at the age of 27, apparently he died most likely of dehydration or starvation or both after being confined in a rice chest on the orders of his father.
What's a rice chest?
A chest full of rice.
I really could have pieced that together myself, I think.
It was kind of a pointless question, but you answered it probably while you asked that.
I should have asked that. I just never heard of a rice chest.
Well, you guess they would have had rice in chests in the old days because they didn't have
bags.
Bags, yeah, exactly.
They didn't have bags.
Maybe they kept them in chests to keep them dry.
What is that?
It's my laptop.
Oh.
His father ordered that they trap him in a rice chest in the heat of summer.
Oh, ew.
I don't know if you've ever...
So hold on. Are you saying that his death was avoidable because it was murder?
Yeah, exactly.
And murder is avoidable?
You don't have to...
I agree with that.
You don't have to lock people in chests of rice. Call me crazy. There are other options.
This man who was murdered, his death was totally avoidable if the person who murdered him decided to not murder him.
Exactly.
There you go, Reese. That's logic if I ever heard it.
So he could still be with us now.
I was waiting to hear how this death was avoidable. It's like, oh, it's murder. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. shouldn't have
murdered him.
And it's funny because, you know, like when you drop your phone in water, people say, put her in a bag of rice.
So that's what happened with his
son.
That's
what he did with his son.
Yeah, so he saw his son swimming in a lake.
I dropped my son in a puddle.
How do I dry him off? Quick, stuff him in a chest of rice for 3 days. Yeah.
They'll turn
him off and turn him back on again.
It'll be right as rain. Okay, I've got 4 bars.
That's how we learned to do it for our cell phones today.
Exactly.
It's because of him.
Exactly.
Although I don't know why we'd have learned it, because it didn't work. they pulled him out. He was dead, but he was dry.
So Sado had understandably had daddy issues. And suffered.
I almost made me spit up my coffee.
What are you doing with that? Why did Dad have a chest of pasta delivered last night?
Sado, come sit next to Daddy on this rice chest.
Tell me, do you like penne?
How wet are you? Have you gone swimming? You seem sweaty.
I am bone dry. Anyway, so Sado had a lot of anxiety and nerves around his dad, understandably.
Yeah.
And this developed in later life into an obsession with his clothes.
Oh, okay.
So whenever something bad happened, he would blame the clothes he was wearing.
Okay, this is getting weirder. All right.
Yeah.
Started with stuffing someone in a rice chest and ends with obsessing over clothes and blaming clothes.
So,
all right.
And this is what he came up with to cope with that.
So cope with, hold on, give me an example. What he means, but he blamed his clothes for bad things. Like, what do you
say? He lost a battle against, I don't know,
Angry Dave over the border.
Angry Dave?
I've never been to Korea. I don't know Korean history. Angry Dave.
You mean face punching Dave?
No, Angry Dave. It's different from face punching Dave.
Sorry.
We're not on the face punching Dave day yet, Jesse. So
sorry,
don't speak his name.
Don't speak his name until the day.
Sacrilege. So.
I'm sorry. That was my bad. Don't speak his name.
He who shall not be named. If you want to refer to him for now, call him the puncher of faces.
Right. Okay. Sure.
I nearly said the facer of punches.
The face. Yeah.
So essentially, he would have 30 brand new suits available when he was ready to dress.
So he never finished this. So like, if he lost a battle to Angry Dave, who is completely different
Angry
from
Susan.
Angry Susan. No, Angry Susan is the
it's Dave's husband. Wife.
Isn't Angry Susan the
thinking of Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
You spin your food around on.
No, there's the Wafaka. The Wafaka gods.
Don't speak their names. terrible things will happen to you.
I remember one of them, but I can't say his name.
So essentially he would be really angry. He would blame the clothes he was wearing when something bad happened.
Okay. So if I wasn't wearing this shiny, shiny vest, I might have won that battle.
Yeah, exactly. It was the clothes.
Okay, sure. I mean, like, everyone's got weird shit, and that one seems to be kind of harmless. So fuck it.
Do you know how he coped with it? He came up with a precautionary
nudity.
Measure. No, he came up with a precautionary measure. He would have 30 brand new suits delivered every day, and he would pick one.
Jesus Christ.
And then the other 29 suits would be burnt as an offering.
You're fucking kidding me.
To weaponize the one he wore to be full power.
As an offering to who?
I don't know. Gods?
Of?
Wafakak?
The clothing gods.
I don't know enough about Korea in the 1700s.
You gotta see, the problem with these tidbit bite-sized episodes is they're so... The shit that you're finding is so interesting. I'm going to have so many questions for you that you can't answer.
It's called go and do your own research and learn things.
That's not how it works. You know this. It's been almost 2.5 years of this.
This show is so...
You are my sole source of information for the world.
This show is so loosely put together. The idea is that I hope people will do their own research. Maybe read a book. I haven't read a book in 10 years.
Sounds like a point of pride to you.
No, it's not. It's just I find it really hard to read. So.
Just the way you said it. I haven't read a book in 10 years.
I blend them and then I just inject them intravenously.
Jesus Christ.
It's easier. So yeah, that was Sado. So that's the end of day four. Do you realize that the ham has been boiling now for a very long time?
Hold on. We should have told people.
We did. We already introduced the boiling the ham. It's been going for a few days. Open the pot next to you.
Okay.
Whoa, look at that.
Whoa. Oh, my God. So is this for tomorrow?
This is for tomorrow. This is when we get to inhale it. Close it up before the gas comes out.
Right.
So that is about 50% gas, 50% solid, and 50% liquid, which is 150%, which is how much ham I put in. So tomorrow we get to inhale the ham.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Anything
excited?
Tonight?
So if you're not a patron, you don't get to enjoy the sound of us inhaling the ham tomorrow.
The sound of us inhaling ham. Yeah. Poor you, dear. Yeah.
So if you do, go to patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.
To get all of the Wafakak episodes for this Wafakak season.
You are missing out. What a treat. Anyway, so Jesse.
Anything for tonight?
No.
In preparation?
Well, okay. So we just got to get ready for the ham. That's it.
How do you prepare for the ham inhalation?
Well, like anybody else.
Just nasal exercises?
Three showers. Stuff as much polystyrene up your nose as possible.
What's polystyrene?
You know, like the packaging. The packaging peanuts.
Okay. To widen your nasal passages.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then also you've got to cover all of your... You've got to blind yourself and also put a sharpened needle through your eardrums in order to enhance the sense of the nose. Maybe even bite your own tongue off.
I'm really sad that I asked. Please don't bite your own tongue off, listener. Don't listen to Reese.
Not on purpose, anyway. can happen by accident. So yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
That was great. See you tomorrow, everyone. Happy Wafaka. Oh, wonderful Wafaka.
Wonderful Wafaka.
Wonderful Wafaka.
The Winter Festival and an aligned celebration event calendar.
You didn't even look at your screen when you said that.
I know.
I'm very proud of you.
I blinked and I tattooed her on my eyelids. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wafakak, Wafakak, it's that time of the year. The potatoes are stolen and the grandmother's on the roof. Huzzah! Huzzah! The time has come again. Huzzah! Don't forget to bring a new friend.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.